It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away.
A Republican wave on Tuesday. Or was it?
Well, there is plenty of evidence that here in Michigan, it was not, despite being a very good year for Republicans.
Sure, a lot of Republican victories in the races for governor and the legislature. But Governor Snyder's 51%, I don't think can be described necessarily as a blowout.
No, and a lot of the races in swing seats for the legislature were quite close.
In fact, Democrats actually won more votes in the state House races,
but got fewer seats.
Exactly.
Credit Bill Ballinger, publisher emeritus of Inside Michigan Politics, for these numbers. In all 110 state House races, Democrats won 50.9% of the total vote. Republicans in aggregate got 48.9%. Republicans won 63 seats, but is 48.9% of the total vote less than half a wave?
Right. And consider this. With one exception, Democrats swept the education boards, the State Board of Education, and the boards for Michigan State, Wayne State, and the University of Michigan. And this matters because even though they're elected positions, almost no one knows who these candidates are.
Which makes those board elections some of the most reliable measures of core party strength. The stalwart, yellow dog Democrats, rock-ribbed Republicans, straight party ballot voters. Like you just said, Democrats almost swept those races. And the one exception, it's kind of an anomaly. A Green Party candidate ran a pretty aggressive campaign in the Spartans' home turf of Lansing and East Lansing and may have siphoned off enough votes from a Democrat to tip that race for Michigan State trustee in the other direction.
Yep, but a win is still a win. You can blame
Indeed.
Gerrymandering, blame Obama. Republicans, they continue to rule in Lansing.
But is that the end of it?
Exactly. Be careful what you wish for, because
Indeed.
We are not so sure here at It's Just Politics that this is going to be all unicorns, rainbows, and birthday cakes for the GOP.
Although it will be a while before a Republican has to pick up a lunch tab here in Lansing. So, congratulations, Republicans. You got big majorities, but now you have to work with each other. Large party caucuses in the legislature like to say, we have our majority, let's use it. But there can be some critical differences within those caucuses and exactly how to use a majority, what to do.
Because outside a rare few issues, there are often a lot of competing interests within a political party.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can't go?
We have seen that Republicans, for example, largely agree on charter schools, but can be at odds on what to do about failing schools. Libertarian Republicans clash with social conservatives. Even when they agree, one Republican's fast-track priority is another Republican's back-burner issue.
And these are challenges the new Republican leaders in the state legislature will have to grapple with.
We can work it out.
Which is not to suggest that Democrats wouldn't trade places if they could.
Truth. So let's take a moment now to ponder the status of the nerd, Governor Snyder.
And how he's going to work with this new legislature. Newly reelected, but with 51% of the vote, Snyder really can't take credit for helping to pull many, if any, of those Republican legislators across the goal line. He may have moderate goals and instincts, but he's going to be dealing with a legislature that's in all likelihood more conservative than the one he's dealing with now.
And that's why many think the lame duck session is the governor's last best chance to, for example, get a $1 billion-plus road funding package through the legislature.
His number one priority. And remember, too, Rick Snyder is a lame duck. Term limits. He may not be running for re-election, but a lot of legislators will be. And in politics, the most important election is always the next one.
Rick. Luda is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.